Well, so far it's going this morning very well. It's quiet yet. They'll be down in about 40 minutes for breakfast. But last night, huge mob. I would guess a good 800 eating up all the great Williamsburg Inn food. And a great keynote speaker, a guy named Koslowski, who is one of these futurists. And if you believe what he says, we're all going to be twittering and mobiling and iPadding our lives away in just a few years.
What, we are not doing that already?
Well, most of us, most of the people here are already. Yeah, there was, well, the beauty of tweeting, is, as everyone found out last night, is that it gives you a good excuse to play with your smartphone while listening to a speech. Even if you're checking email, everybody thinks you'll be tweeting.
I actually busted.
So that was one of the themes last night.
I actually busted a guy sitting next to me at the Management of Change conference. He was supposed to be, quote, tweeting. He was playing solitaire.
So, yeah, this happens.
That happens. So who have you seen so far? Besides the futurist, who else is out there?
Well, there are about 800 people here. About 220 of them are federal people, a lot of GSA people, CIOs from pretty much across the government, a lot of military, and the rest, of course, are the captains of industry, the contractors. So it's quite a crowd. I mean, it's pretty much the, if there's somebody in this market, you're here, with me accepted, of course.
Oh, well, we are speaking with my co-anchor, Tom Temin, who's coming to us live from ELC in Williamsburg, Virginia. I think it's worth noting, Tom, that you have been to ELC every year except one. So
that's right.
How have you seen it evolve as this conference has progressed?
Yeah, the very first one was 21 years ago, and it was literally a couple of weeks after I came into this market. I was still commuting from Boston. And I got off the plane at the airport, and my boss picked me up. I was editor of Government Computer News at the time, and we zoomed down to Charlottesville, Virginia, at the Omni Hotel. That was the first one. There were maybe 150 people, and it was maybe half and half government and industry. And in those days, they were still talking about what's the best way to get PCs to work for federal agencies. There used to be debates over whether every person in the government should have email or not. And some agencies were saying, well, maybe we don't need this email business. So you can see how far things have come today. There's 800 people, and they are talking about the mobile future, cloud computing. And, of course, the other big difference is IT budgets are not growing anymore as they were growing at double-digit rates back in the early 90s. So now pervading every discussion here is, how do we do this with flat budgets or, in some cases, cuts?
Wow, amazing how much things have changed. And who are you going to be talking with today? We've got several live shots booked throughout the show.
Yeah, we have Casey Coleman, the CIO of the GSA. She's going to be coming on at 8:40. We've got Chris Smith, who is the federal co-chair of this conference. He'll be on at 7:40. And we have Jerry Meckling, who is longtime Harvard Kennedy School of Government researcher, now with Gartner. He's going to be coming on at 8:05. Of course, Jason Miller is doing a lot down here, our own Jason Miller. He's going to be coming on live at 7:05. So we've got a good lineup of guests. Rocky Young, Mr. Mobility for DOD, he's going to be joining us at, I guess, what time is that? That's, he's going to be joining us at 7:40.
Yeah.
7:40. So we've got a good long lineup throughout the morning.
And all of them are going to be touching on the issues of mobility and how that is impacting your federal workforce, right?
Mobility is a big issue here. Managing the future with business innovation. I guess if people think they can manage the future, good luck to them. That's one of the themes here. And using technology to drive improved performance and lower costs, that's a perennial theme. That's pretty much what every conference is all about at some level. Mobility, really big. And this track I like too, nightmares and how them sleep better for CIOs and chief information security officers. So that should be a good track too.
All right. Terrific. I was actually going to ask you if anything on the agenda had caught your attention, and that one actually sounds pretty fascinating.
Well, Jason Miller is going to be talking about that trust, and as we get more interconnected, how do you trust the people? You know, the old, it was 1995 that the cartoon came out, when you're on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. And to this day, we still don't know that you're a dog. So I think that's going to come up later on. I'm doing a panel later on this morning on the business case for mobility. How do you justify all this infrastructure and devices and smartphones and smart tablets and so forth? What do you get out of it? And so our panelists, including Casey Coleman, will be talking about that.